Ladies and gentlemen, this is Harlow Wilcox. May we have your attention, please? S.C. Johnson & Son, makers of Johnson's Wax Finishes to protect and beautify your home, presents the Fibber McGee and Molly Quiz.
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye.
McGee, what are you yelling about?
Hear ye, hear ye.
For goodness sakes, what are you doing? Are you making an announcement?
No, the little girl across the street lost her Siamese cat, and his name's Ye.
Hear ye, hear ye.
McGee, stop it. You're in a grocery store. You won't find the cat here. Besides, look at all those nice people staring at us.
Oh, people. Hey, I will make an announcement. Forget the cat, and I'll make an announcement.
Hear ye.
Oh, no, I did that.
Yes, now look, these people are here to...
All right, folks, come right on down front here. That's it. Gather around. Right down close. Get your hand out of the candy bars there, bud. All right, now look, folks. Hey, what was I going to make an announcement about?
The quiz, dearie, the quiz. Mr. Wilcox asked us to come down here for the Fibber McGee and Molly quiz, remember?
Oh, is that what this is? Well, what are we waiting for? Let's get on with it. Shoot the questions to me, somebody. You in the front row there. Lady, ask me anything. Just so it's easy.
No, no, McGee. We're the ones who ask the questions.
Let me tell our friends about it, Molly.
Yeah, you tell them, Harlow. Go ahead.
Well, you see, friends, Fibber and Molly and I are down here today to help you get acquainted with some of the fine products made by the Johnson's Wax people in Racine, Wisconsin. There's Johnson's self-polishing glow coat, Johnson's cream wax, Johnson's paste wax.
Hey, Waxy.
Yes, pal?
Do you mean to stand there with your mouth wide open and tell me that people don't know about Johnson's wax? Who you been talking to every Tuesday night for 40 years? Yourself?
Hush, dearie. Go ahead, Mr. Wilcox.
Thanks. So, we've arranged a little quiz today. Fibber and Molly will ask you a few questions.
What are we giving away, Junior? Get to the point, boy. All these people want to know is what do they win? Mink coats, B-29s, a trip to the moon, or just $1 million?
Oh, look, pal, let's not be common.
No, McGee, anybody can win money. We're giving away Johnson's wax products. They make your home look like $1 million.
You said it. I don't know what we'd do without... Hey, take a look around this store, Molly. Isn't this a swell place? I used to work in a store like this back in Peoria, you know?
I remember it. Say, was that a chain store?
Nope, just groceries. Gee whiz, don't you get it, kids? You says, was it a chain store, Molly? And I says, just groceries, meaning we don't sell changes.
Ain't funny, McGee.
Ain't?
No, tain't.
Oh, no? Well, that lady right over there thought so. Look, the one that's laughing. Oh, no, she's coughing. Well, anyway, like I was saying, I always liked the grocery business.
Yes, one thing about it, you always eat. In fact, if I remember right, that's why you got fired. You were always eating.
Well, that was just a little misunderstanding, Molly.
Misunderstanding?
Yep. I understood the boss was coming back at 3 o'clock, but he came back at 1. Caught me with my mouth full of Swiss cheese and gumdrops and one arm in the pickle barrel up to the elbow.
Well, if you'd have been watching your peas and carrots, dearie, it wouldn't have happened. But look, Mr. Wilcox, about this quiz.
Yeah, let's get on to the quiz, Biz. Gee whiz.
Okay. You kids go think up some questions while the man here gets the prizes ready.
Come on, Molly. What kind of questions will we ask him, Junie? Tough ones?
Anything you like, pal. Just don't ask them any questions that you can't answer yourself.
Oh, boy, does that narrow it down. Now, think hard, Molly. Don't go away, people. We'll be back. Lock the door, somebody. We'll be back. Okay, we're ready. Stand up closer now, ladies and gentlemen. That's it. All right, Molly, ask him.
This is an easy question, McGee. Any housewife can answer this one. What well-known manufacturer, represented by Mr. Wilcox here, makes a line of fine products that will positively brighten and beautify your home?
Let me see, brighten and beautify. I've heard
hey,
that...
Hey, 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 not you, pal. Let one of the ladies answer it.
Oh.
Great swell. You see, kids, they do listen to me. Now then, I've got a question. What popular husband and wife are on the air every Tuesday night for the Johnson's Wax people?
Stop smirking, dearie.
Hey, I got a question, Junior. Oh, boy, is this a dilly.
Ask it, dearie.
Okay, let me pick somebody that... you, lady. You over there. No, no, not you, sis. The lady in the black hat. Answer this one for me. How many days are there in a year? No, I'm sorry. There's only 7.
Oh, now, wait, pal.
Oh, McGee, that's ridiculous. Only 7 days in a year?
Certainly. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Let's hear you name me another one, kiddo. Ah, but that was a good try, sis. Give that lady a prize for trying, bud.
Here's a question for somebody, Mr. Wilcox.
Okay, Molly, shoot.
Well, it's about our house. There's a certain something at our house that's always full. It never...
Oh, I know that one. Uncle Dennis. He come home the other
no,
night...
No, to... no, McGee, oh? Please. I'll ask one of the ladies here. What is in our house that's always full to overflowing, and I can't get McGee to clean it out?
I got a question that's been bothering me, Junior. You go to the movies all the time. You ever see Mickey Mouse?
Oh, sure, pal. Why?
What is he, a cat or a dog?
Well, let's ask the people here. Is Mickey Mouse a cat or a dog?
Oh, Mouse. I never thought of that. Ask him something else, Junior.
I'll ask something, dearie. I read this one in a magazine contest. Tell me, who is buried in Grant's tomb?
Grant? Is that where Lincoln...
McGee.
My gosh, that's amazing, Molly. These people got all that knowledge right on the tip of their tongue.
Sure. Let's make them a little tougher, pal. Let's try a problem with numbers.
With numbers? Oh, I've got one, Mr. Wilcox. Can somebody tell me our address?
I'll bet you can't tell that lady her address, Molly. Who's got another question? You, pal?
Don't rush me, Junior. Don't rush me. Now I'm thinking. It must be something else I know. For sure, that is.
I've got one. Remember the time you were on that Chris show at WBIS, dearie? And when the man asked you your name, you said Flabber McPhee?
Yeah, but I was just rattled. Gee whiz, I knew the answer all right. I just couldn't think of it.
Well, here's the next question they stumped him on, Mr. Wilcox. Let's ask the folks here, huh? What state is mentioned in the song, California, Here I Come?
I got one. I thought of a question.
Well, toss it out there.
Okay, answer me this one. How long is a piece of string?
Well, I don't know how anybody could disagree with that answer, dearie.
Yeah, you know, these kids are smart, Junior. You know that?
Certainly, pal. That's why they're down here shopping in the first place. Mm. These people know a good market when they see one, and they know a good product when they see one. I'll show you what I mean. Answer this question for me, somebody. What's the very finest wax protection money can buy for your floors, furniture, and woodwork? Well, thank you very much for listening to us, folks, and for participating in our little Fibber McGee and Molly quiz.
Hey, tell them about Tuesday, Junior, Tuesday night.
Oh, yes, yes. Don't forget that Fibber McGee and Molly come to you every Tuesday night over your local station. Tune us in, won't you?
Thanks, and goodbye.
Goodbye, all.